Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I hope that you had a nice Ekadas yesterday. Today we can eat again. Okay, we are speaking from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 9, Text 43. And I took the freedom to also take text 44. Because there is a small purport, and I asked Manu if I could take also the other one. First, I will chant the Sanskrit from 43, and then we go to 44, we do it together, and then I will read the translations one by one. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Text 43 is going as follows. And it is no, there is a difficult meter, which I will use to read the Sanskrit. Ave vasvayam tatu pakal payasvakam bhagavata paramakurota vacharana sata palas jayam vidya vindi frinyena samsara parigam kopasamanim upastitanam kayam vyatkamano pasaditaha. Okay, so we do the word for word translation and the meaning, and we know what I'm just trying to sing. Ata eva,
therefore,
svayam,
yourself,
that. Upakalpaya, please arrange. Asmakam, of us. Bhagavataha, of the Supreme Personality of
Godhead.
Paramaguru,
the
Supreme Spiritual Master.
Tapa,
of you. Charana, of the feet. Shatapalasa, like lotus flowers with hundreds of petals. Chayam, the shape. Pitrida, fairies. Rikina, in dangerous position. Samsara, of this conditioned life. Parisrama, the pain. Upasamanim, relieving. Oh, sorry. Upasritanam, the devotion will take in shelter at your lotus feet. Fayam, Yat, for each. Kamane, very desires. Upasaditaha, cause to come near. The shelter of your lotus feet. The translation. Dear Lord, you are omniscient, and therefore you know very well why we have taken shelter at your lotus feet, which provide shade that gives relief from all material disturbances. Since you are the Supreme Spiritual Master and you know everything, we have sought shelter of your lotus feet for instruction. Please give us relief by counteracting our present distress. Your lotus feet are the only shelter for a fully surrendered devotee and are the only means by subduing all the tribulations of this material world. The purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Prabhupada Ki Jai. Prabhupada Ki Jai. seek shelter of the shade of the Lord's lotus feet, then all the material tribulations that disturb you will be subdued. Just as when one comes under the shadow of a big tree, the disturbances caused by the heat of the scorching sun are immediately mitigated, without one asking for relief. Therefore, the whole concern of the conditioned soul should be the lotus feet of the Lord. The conditioned soul suffering from various tribulations because of existing in this material world can be relieved only when he seeks shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. Text 44. And 44 is on the board, we can sing it all together. Ato vishaya vitvastam
Ato vishaya vitvastam
Rasantam bhuvanatrayam
Rasantam bhuvanatrayam
Rastaniyena krishna
Rastaniyena krishna
Jeyam syastra yudanicha
Jeyam syastra yudanicha.
We will do the word for the translation, please repeat.
Ato
therefore Isha,
Isha,
O Supreme Controller,
Yavi,
Dvastram,
Dvastram,
the demon Vritasura,
son of
Vasta, Krasantam, who is devouring, Bhuvanatrayam, the three worlds, Krastani, devouring. Yena,
Yena,
by whom?
Na,
Na,
our
Krishna,
Krishna,
O Lord Krishna,
Teyamsi,
all strength and prowess,
Astra,
Astra,
arrows,
Ayudani,
Ayudani,
and other weapons,
Cha,
also. Translation by His Divine Grace. Therefore, O Lord, O Supreme Controller, O Lord Krishna, please annihilate this dangerous demon, Vritasura, Dvastra's son, who has already swallowed all our weapons, our paraphernalia for fighting, and our strength and influence. The purport. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Prabhupada ki jai. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 7:15:16, and there are two verses, please bear with me and I will sing the verses before I go to the explanation of Prabhupada. Namam Kinskrito Numoda Prabhupada Radama Mahayaya Pradita Kyana Asuram Bhava Maskita Shatur Vidavyam Timam Jnana Sukritina Arjuna Artu Jnana Surar Parti Jnanica Bharata Sabha. The translation. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. All best among the Bharatas, Arjuna, four kinds of pious men render devotional service unto me. The distressed, the desire of wealth, the inquisitive, and he who is searching for knowledge of the Absolute. The four classes of new five devotees who approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead to offer devotional service because of material motives are not pure devotees. But the advantage for such materialistic devotees is that they sometimes give up their material desires and become pure. When the demigods are utterly helpless, they approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead in grief and with tears in their eyes, praying to the Lord, and thus they become almost pure devotees, free from material desires, admitting that they have forgotten pure devotional service because of extensive material opportunities. They fully surrender to the Lord, leaving to his consideration whether to maintain them or annihilate them. Such surrender is necessary. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Marobira Kabi Yo Icha Tahora. Toha, O Lord, I fully surrender unto your lotus street. Now, as you desire, you may protect me or annihilate me. You have the full right to do either. Om Janaki Manandasya, Yan Yan Yanasanaki, Sakhir Militandi Manandasya, Srila Prabhupada in text 43 is explaining here that the devotees here are praying for the Lord for help, actually. But on the end of this prayer, they are asking, actually, we are so in the distress, please help us and do something. And that's what Prabhupada is in the purport explaining. They are not really pure yet, because they are going to the Lord, and actually they requesting the Lord something. And Prabhupada is explaining, when we go to the Lord and we are not yet pure devotees, we do like the demigods. We go to the Lord and we pray for mercy, we pray for all kinds of things. And many people are coming here and asking for material opulence or for people who are sick and want to be cured. And actually, they are not yet pure devotees, but they are at least on the way to become pure. And this morning I took a second verse, because they are very much related to one another. Because text 44, the demigods continue prayer. O Lord, O Supreme Controller, they know who is Krishna. O Lord Krishna, please annihilate this dangerous demon. Immediately they ask him again something from the Lord, to annihilate this dangerous demon, Fritrasura. They are not immediately begging the Lord to make them pure devotees or make them to surrender more, but they ask him to annihilate this dangerous demon. And that's why we heard already a few classes about this, and especially also Gopinath Acharya, and yesterday also Rida was explaining what purity means. And today I was thinking, we all have, maybe not personal, but we all have come in contact with the pure devotee, and that was Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada is very personal here on his Vyasasana to bless us to become devotees. And we are working very hard on ourselves to become pure devotees. We are not pure yet. But Srila Prabhupada is explaining, you don't criticize a person who is under the shower and still has little dirty feet. I compare myself to this person who are under the shower and I'm washing myself very carefully, but sometimes I forget my feet. And because we are making mistakes in life, people start criticizing us. And that is, on one sense, not such a big problem. Because when people are criticizing us for one way or another, we can take advantage from the person who tried to purify us. Even when criticizing another devotee is not in our philosophy that we do so, but we can take it in a humble way, and we can try to at least accept that I have to work on myself. Instead of criticizing back to somebody else, or to pointing the finger to someone who is doing something wrong, but look inside from what I can do better, or in a conflict even more serious, we can always see what was my role in the conflict in the first place. Because some things happen when we are living together with so many people and so many different levels of devotees. We just had an experience a few days ago that one devotee who was living in the temple for some time, he came to the temple in the middle of the night and he had some alcohol. And finally, he got in a serious argument with some devotees. And later on, he went to the garden and axe and he wants to beat the devotees. We have some experience in the past, and because I'm here already for so many years, I have a few of these accidents happened in the past. They look like devotees and they are chanting Hare Krishna, and we give them all the benefit and we give them all the grace of Prabhupada has given us. We give that to the people who want to become a devotee and want to stay with us for some time, and sometimes a little longer. But sometimes, by the way of karma and the way of we behave, we have to be sent away, or if we are polite, asking to come back maybe later. And that's very unfortunately for a person who has to go away. He came that far, finally, to come here, where the Dhoti and Kuta and where the Tilak, and was just jumping high in the Kirtan, but still, he couldn't stay. And that's very sad. We can pray for such a person, and that's what I'm doing. I pray for such a person, that maybe one day, he will rectify himself, and he can come back. But it will take some time. Because when we still have difficulties to follow the principles, then at least we have to work on ourselves for some time before Krishna allowing us to come back in his close environment. Yesterday I had a very nice guiding tour. And it was a nice couple with three children. And they had many questions, and especially about the difference between Buddhism and Vaishnavism. Because he saw this little booklet about yoga, and he was asking if he could buy such a book, and that he was able to understand what was in the book. Because he was practicing yoga, Hatha yoga, and he wanted to know a little bit more from what we actually doing here. And I was explaining that yoga means making the link with God. And Hatha Yoga is already one little step. We are doing some physical exercise, and then maybe we go to the next step, and we go to Jnana Yoga. And Jnana Yoga means to develop some knowledge, and to know actually who we are, where we come from, and where we are going. And he was, and she also, were very inquisitive about all kinds of questions related to Krishna consciousness. And I was thinking, Srila Prabhupada is explaining also in Bhagavad Gita, and he was just reading it, that there are different people coming in contact with Krishna consciousness. The first one is completely in distress. Maybe we can compare to that for ourselves when we came in contact with Krishna consciousness. The second one is in need of something. He comes to the temple and he prays for all kinds of things. For be healthy, or get a car, or get some money, or all kinds of other things. And there is a very nice story in this book of Nectar of Srila Prabhupada, from a man who really came to the temple to get something. And Prabhupada told to tell the story, and I want to read it for you, to share it with you. Work? Yeah, here is it. Srila Prabhupada tells a story. Srila Prabhupada told a story about an insensitive worship of the goddess Kali. The devotee went to the temple and prayed to the goddess in a materialistic way, typical of demigod worship. He asked for a material benediction. After his prayers and perfunctory puja, he soon got the desired material result. But his puja included an obligation that when he got the result, he would offer the goddess and sacrifice of a goat. After some days passed, the goddess in the temple spoke to the worshipper and asked him, Where is the goat you promised me? It is very expensive, he said, and I don't think I can afford to offer that to you. All right, said the goddess, but you have to offer something. So go and offer me at least a cake. The worshipper went away, but neglected the goddess's request. Then on another occasion in the temple, the goddess spoke to him again and said, where is the offering of the pig? This time, the devotee again accused himself and said, I'm sorry, but I could not find any pig anywhere. It is not so easy. The goddess replied, this is not very good. You have received your benediction, and now you must give something in return. She's ready to open up the king. Yeah. But just to make it easy for you, the goddess said, I request you at least to offer something that is available for you. So, why don't you at least offer me a fly? But goddesses, the man said, the worthless worship, there are so many flies buzzing around you. Can't you just grab one yourself? Such is the attitude of a materialistic demigod worshipper, whose hearts are completely devoid of a loving service mood. He asked the goddesses first for a benediction, and when he got it, actually almost immediately, there was something he has to give in return. And he was not able actually to do it. And actually, on the end, he ordered her, just catch it yourself. Don't bother me. That's quite cruel, and that's not so nice. But how many times we do actually a little bit the same, maybe not that gross, but we ask King Krishna for the benediction of to bless us, of to give us something, and when we get it, we just forget to thank Krishna. Many times that happened, and I speak about myself. Of course, you don't forget. But I sometimes forget of not even see that Krishna has given me so much and that I actually sometimes be a little bit neglected, or when it is more worse, I'm grateful. And that is detrimental for our spiritual life. I want to read another thing that Prabhupada said. Prabhupada had questions and answer a session, and that was going as follows. How many other people are there on the planet who have made a such spiritual progress as you have? The boy said. Srila Prabhupada, some, but not many. But there are a few. There are no statistics in my possession. What is the use of taking statistics? Of how many are there? Why don't you become one of them? Why are you wasting your time in that way? These are not intellectual questions. You just try to become enlightened. What is the use of knowing who is enlightened or not? You try to be enlightened. That's all. When you are going somewhere, purchasing the plane ticket, do you ask, how many tickets have you sold already? What is the use? You just purchase your ticket and get on the airplane and go. Don't waste your valuable time in that way. If you are serious, just purchase your ticket and get on the airplane. That's all. All right? And chant Hare Krishna. And Hare Krishna. If we are on the street collecting money, and we are thinking, oh, I'm a very good collector. I'm collecting so nicely. Is that all right, Srila Prabhupada? Srila Prabhupada. Yes. Yes. You are a very good collector for Krishna. Question. But if we... Srila Prabhupada is not finished. Yes, yes. You should be proud. You should be feel proud. I'm working for Krishna very nicely. We don't reject anything, even this pride. Yes, I'm a greater servant of Krishna. Yes, I'm proud. That kind of pride is nice. Yes. Another question. This might be a stupid question, but Srila Prabhupada. Well, we are all stupid. So questions must be stupid. Because we are stupid, he says. I have heard in the street, we have to hear everything from Krishna. Then it is perfect. Question. Well, sometimes I feel what they call chakras. I feel clear light over here and I feel something swirling. That they call the house of the upper lotus. In this way, imagination, or are these things real? Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada answered, yes, it is imagination. If you just open your skull, you will find no lotus there. It is your imagination. That's all. These imaginations are prescribed for persons who are too much absorbed in the bodily concept of life. Here is a lotus, here is a nonsense, here is an ocean of bliss. You have to find out. It is used to make him concentrate, used to make a naughty boy, to make him stop doing nonsense. Please sit down here. Stop all this. Our proposition, I am not this body. Even if there is lotus, what I have to do with this lotus? My first proposition is, I am not this body. See, the Prabhupada made that very clear here. And I like this very much because we are reading many times in this nectar of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada is so clear in so many things, and we are so extremely fortunate that we are able to associate with Srila Prabhupada. And what I was saying in the beginning, maybe we are not physical associating with Srila Prabhupada, but Srila Prabhupada is very much here in the temple in the form of his Vyasa. And many times people are thinking that a real person is sitting here and why he is so quiet. He's not saying anything. And later on, when they come a little closer, they think, oh, it is just a statue. I didn't realize it when I came up. But I was thinking, one person, how can this man come up so high? Because Prabhupada is sitting quite high. And they were thinking, how he could come up so high? But later on, they see the Prabhupada is just a statue. But they have already some appreciation for him. And that is actually so nice. That's the beginning of their spiritual life. Because Srila Prabhupada is a pure devotee. And when we have some little appreciation for him, then actually the beginning of our spiritual life is starting from that moment, you know. And it's the same when people have appreciation for devotees or have appreciation for what they are doing. That means already that we are coming in mode of goodness. I want to read the Srila Prabhupada from this nectar, and then I want to close my presentation because Srila Prabhupada is explaining here about chanting. Because Srila Prabhupada gave us the holy name, and that is the treasure of our life. The holy name is making us pure and pure. And the holy name is actually no different from Krishna. When we explain it to people, when they are coming for the guidance tour, most of the time they start singing. There's hardly anybody who wants to reject singing. And after all, they have such a smile face. They look much more happy. And I emphasize that. When I'm in the boutique and say goodbye to them, I don't forget to say, don't forget to sing a little more. Because I saw in the temple, you were so happy. I saw this big smile. And then again, they start smiling. And because they have this mantra card, it's very important to keep it nicely and see it as a special card who you can always keep close to your heart. Because Krishna's there, and the mantra is there, and the holy scriptures are available for people who want to read them and want to know Prabhupada a little better and to know Krishna a little better. But first of all, when we come in contact, we want to know who is Srila Prabhupada. Because Srila Prabhupada is giving us Krishna. And when we can follow a little bit Srila Prabhupada's instructions by chanting, for example, every day our 16 rounds, and listen carefully to the mantra, that actually the pure devotee of Srila Prabhupada is, he will guide us to Srila Prabhupada, to Krishna's lotus feet. In one day, one time, and maybe on the time of death, but it doesn't matter. We still, in the meantime, practice every day. Every day. And Prabhupada is speaking about chanting, and I want to read the last part. His chanting. Like Prabhupada's preaching, his chanting was constant. While talking in his room with professors in Toronto, Prabhupada silently chanted the Adhara Krishna Mahamantra in between the academic words. And Prabhupada encouraged his disciples to chant Hare Krishna while sitting with them during a prasadam feast. One of the devotees replied, "But Swamiji, how can we chant and eat at the same time?" "Chanting between two bites," Sri Prabhupada said. Prabhupada is so practical. So, we can hear Sri Prabhupada's japa on a recording. He chants quickly and he said that 16 rounds of japa could be done in 1.5 or 2 hours. During an initiation lecture, he commented that it should take 5 or 6 minutes to chant one round. Although he admitted that it may not be possible in the beginning. When a devotee said it was hard to chant and keep awake, Prabhupada replied that he should then do as he does, as he walks in the room in the afternoon while chanting japa. In the early morning, after completing his dictation of Srimad Bhagavatam translations, at maybe 4 or 5 a.m., Srila Prabhupada will sit back and chant japa. He did not chant very loudly, but from the other room one could sometimes hear especially the words Rama, Rama. Then in the afternoon, sometimes he would remark that he had a few extra rounds to chant, and he would move the counting beads. We took the Prabhupada's statements about his own chanting of prescribed rounds were for our benefit, but it was encouraging for our own regulative habit. Often he would spontaneously utter the words Hare Krishna, or he would state Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Eva Kevalam, with great feeling and expression. When in the course of the lecture, Prabhupada would say the words of the Hare Krishna mantra, the whole audience of devotees would repeat it word for word in unison with him. He did not ask them to do this, but it was a spontaneous response. The devotees would not resist the chance to chant along with him. On airplanes, he would often chant for long periods of time, silently or barely audible, moving his lips and intently fingering the beads, sometimes shaking them within the back, or sometimes during morning walks, instead of talking, he will chant and everyone would eagerly join with him. Prabhupada, speaking about chanting, was also another type of chanting. He recommended the chanting of Hare Krishna, and sometimes he would become surcharged with emotion and his voice would rise in volume. We are simply asking everyone, please chant Hare Krishna. At times like that, when Srila Prabhupada put all the energy into the request that everyone should chant, he could understand that the Hare Krishna mantra was the seminal volume of life. Therefore, often in the lecture he would state it loudly, please chant Hare Krishna. And yet he would often follow this by saying that people were so unfortunate that they could not do a simple thing. He recalled a cartoon where a man asked his wife, "Jane, Jane, Jane," and she replied, "Can't, can't, can't." She replied at Yapa Beach, where Brown to Lassie. He asked that his front big bag be changed and clean one gift to him regularly. "This is so nice. You should always have a clean big bag." Such a nice instruction, Prabhupada, example. He gave his servants the blissful service of changing his counterfeits and transferring them to the new bag. He was certainly a master at changing Hare Krishna, and Prabhupada's followers were always eager to take part with him in his pure, empowered activities of changing Hare Krishna and distributing it to others. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Is there any comment or correction or question? Please do so. We have 2 minutes.
Can you repeat the 4 different people to come to Krishna?
The people who are in distress, the people who are in need, the people who are inquisitive, who want to know a little more, and the people who want knowledge. These 4 kinds of people are coming in contact with Krishna consciousness. They are already looking for something to add to their life, you know, but their motivation is not always pure. They always have some motivation behind. That's why Prabhupada explained they are not pure devotees, but at least they are on the path coming closer. And when they met the devotees or coming in contact with Krishna on the altar of which Srila Prabhupada with a little booklet, that is already very nice. Very nice. Yesterday I was walking to my home, my little apartment, and I was passing by all the garbage containers. And I was looking there, I saw all kinds of alcohol bottles from the Janmashtami. And I was thinking, oh my God, this is too much. They not can lie down here just for watching. We get so many visitors. Many devotees were passing already, but nobody noticed it. And I was thinking, I have to come in action here. So I took my car and I took all these alcohol bottles and put it in my basket and was bringing it to the glass container. And I was thinking, these people came to Krishna consciousness and they are not pure yet. But Srila Prabhupada is explaining, when we drink alcohol and we think of Krishna, because alcohol is from 90% water, Krishna is a taste of water, then at least we can become pure devotees in time. And that I was meditating on when I was bringing the bottles to the container. And I was thinking, okay, it's also purifying for me, this action. Okay, have a nice day today. Oh, la la. To last.
Not being pure devotees and as in this prophet saying, do not ask for material things, for Krishna or even demigods. But many times when devotees come in distress, and who else to ask, right? And we don't know better how to do. Still turning to a Lord, standing, taking his darshan and begging for something to help. Right? And even like in Mayapur, Jagannath Mandir, are so many stories there. You know, Jagannath is kind of like making a deal with Jagannath and exchanging, like, Jagannath, please give me something, and then I will give you some gift, this and that. And it's very popular, actually, like, yeah. Making deals, and it's so many stories, you know, like this. So, you know, it's 2 types of thinking. What, once, do not ask, and later on, we always, even Krishna fulfills a desire. We learn what is actually didn't turn good for us. We give because we ask it anyway, and when we later see, we regret the ask. So how to do, because still if we are in distress, we will go and we will ask, if we are not good.
And it is good to go to Krishna and to ask, because we are not pure yet. know, and we have to admit it for ourselves. Is when we have questions or when we have needs, to who to ask, the best is to go to Krishna. But we have to know for ourselves, I am not pure yet. Otherwise, I could transcend these needs and I could be a little bit more Krishna consciousness. And also Prabhupada is explaining, even these demigods are asking for something to Krishna. What about us, who are so much in distress sometimes, and so much in need, and so much in anxiety about so many things. We go to Krishna with all our difficulties. And we are asking for, maybe not to relieve, but give us the understanding why things happen to us. And Krishna will give that, even without asking. But to approach Him, that means that at least we make Krishna a very important part in our life. And we learn that there is nobody where we can go. Mm. He's the only one. You know? And that will, after some time, will purify us. You know? We all pain in stress and in needs and all kinds of things. And it will purify us. You know? To who else we have to go? When we are in need, or when we are in anxiety, or in distress.
I just want to know, ask you, in which chapter, if you get that in the verse also, it would be better. When Krishna speaks about the distressed person, you need knowledge.
That is in the Bhagavad Gita.
But which chapter?
Yes, I was explaining that already, but I will say it again. That is chapter 7, text 15 and 16. You can look it up in Bhagavad Gita, because Sri Prabhupada is explaining it there. Yeah? There's chapter 7 of, chapter 7, text 15 and 16. Do you have to write it down? What you said it here? Very good. Okay, have a nice day. And pick the box and take my nice prasad. Shri Prabhupada ki
jai.
Prabhupada ki
jai.
Prabhupada ki jai.